Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back here at 3:44 on this Wednesday program. As promised, the general manager of the Yankees, Brian Cashman, joins us. Cash, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How's everything?
It's going all right. You know, obviously, just plugging away, and hopefully we can get healthy over time and keep these wins that we've gotten the last week rolling. And, you know, we got to get some guys back on track, too, at the same time.
You know, that's really the key right now, and getting guys healthy, getting guys back on track, as you mentioned, especially that's how I opened the show today. Let's take them one at a time. Judge, where is Judge right now?
We repeated an MRI the other day, just, you know, to get a status. It's taking longer. I think the normally we over promise or under promise over perform, where we give a extended, you know, round. We thought maybe 3 weeks would cover it, but it's going to be longer than that. So we missed on the time frame. We've repeated the MRI just to be certain that there was nothing new or nothing missed, and everything is as expected. They gave him a cortisone shot to alleviate the pain, so he was down yesterday. And then today, depending on how he feels, he can start potentially progressing. But again, it's just waiting it out. You know, it's a small chip fracture, and it's really a pain management situation. And since Judge, we probably over expected, maybe because of how Judge has responded in years gone by with anything pain related. He's as tough as nails, but anyway, this is going to be a little bit longer than we hoped, but it's going to take as long as it needs to take, and we're going to give him that time because, you know, you don't want to mess things up and push him through something when it's not ready.
Are you worried that this could be something that's in any way season ending or anything?
No, I mean, I've certainly done, you know, peeled the onion on that question, and rightfully so, because again, he's not just because of who he is and what he means to the club, but obviously, like every one of our athletes, you know, Dr. Chris Ahmad and New York Presbyterian, they want to make sure they handle each one of our players with the best medical care possible, and that means including everybody under the sun throughout that process to make sure that, you know, every stone is overturned. So we went through that process recently. That's why we repeated the MRI and the CT scan, and everything was as we expected it, which was good. It's just the time frame. Obviously, we undershot, so it's going to take longer, and it'll be whenever. But he will be back at some point, and then and obviously we'll see how he manages it coming out of the gate early, and you know that's the unknown too, where you know, I doubt he hits the ground running, and I'm sure at times with check swing here or there, you might have a little bit of a issue to deal with and back off and give a little more time. But I think, you know, we're going to be approaching enough of a time frame where, you know, he'll be back on track, you know, health-wise, you know, well in time for, you know, the meaningful games
right
in the future.
But there'll be nowhere for him to go work out. He'll have to get simulated games with you guys, right? There'll be no games anywhere.
Oh, no. He'll be
back before that? Okay.
He'll be back before that.
Okay.
It's so complicated because it's the wrist. And so what, you know, I can share with you what I'm sure all your audience is thinking and all Yankee fans are thinking, which is, okay, when's he going to be healthy? And then once he's healthy, you know, then there's the knocking the rust out and getting him back to peak performance levels, and that takes time. And will he, you know, sometimes you get lucky and guys don't miss a beat, but that would be highly unlikely. And so then he's going to be obviously dealing with getting his timing back, and then how's the wrist respond to a game of four or five at bats, and a lot of swings or some check swings in there, or a lot of impact, and do you back off and give him an extra day? All those are unknowns, but there is a, you know, full optimism that at some point, you know, the expectation is that it'll be behind us. It's just, you know, and it's not Judge's fault. It's just going to take longer than we anticipated.
We're talking with Brian Cashman about the Yankees and their situations now with some of their players. How about Sanchez?
So far, he's, you know, swinging the bat. He's doing some defensive work here. We brought him up up from Tampa as of Monday, and so again he's taken the strides necessary. He's pain free. Clearly be able to do the baseball activities he's doing, and we're shooting probably for maybe around the 24th of August the rehab assignment. So if everything goes perfect between now and then, the 23rd, 24th range, we can get him out of rehab games and get him back soon thereafter.
Severino's last seven starts obviously haven't been anywhere near what you would expect. Not only that, they've been bad. I mean, 7.5 ERA. Do you worry fatigue? Do you worry anything going on there? And if not, what's your plan to get him straightened out?
We always worry about it. Yeah, we're trying to figure it all out. We've asked a lot of the questions. We feel health is not the issue. If there's anything going on, he either is not conveying it or doesn't feel anything. And so actually he feels that that's not an issue. Our pitching coach feels it's not an issue. The velocity for the most part is, you know, in the same category.
Right.
You know, so the command of his pitches at times have been fluctuating. So is it potentially fatigue? That's possible. You know, you collapse that into maybe some confidence, as, you know, sometimes, you know, when these guys get out of delivery a little bit at times, the effectiveness of their pitch sequence isn't as crisp, and then they get hit around and confidence can kick in. So we're guessing right now about what's going on. He's scheduled to start again, so we're not backing off on anything. We'll continue to evaluate, you know, where he's at and what he's doing. But yeah, we're certainly, you know, as we should, you know, we're peeling the onion on his circumstance, because you know what he's capable of, and what we've seen recently is not what he was clearly doing earlier on. And so we're trying to, you know, search and find answers through our pitching coaches, through our analytics, but we also got to remember, you know, he's a 24-year-old, and so why he's going through a little bit of a rough spat, you know, it's not easy. And so again, it's a test that, you know, he's going to battle through, and we're going to battle through with him. And if there's some answers that we can determine that could help him, then we'll provide it. And if it's the unknown and it's not health related, we'll keep going with it.
How about Torres? You think it's just hitting a wall, or do you think there's maybe a couple of injuries that have crept up on him, or, you know, have they just caught up to him a little bit? What do you think's going on with him?
You know, he's getting a day-to-day. We got Ronald Torres is going to play second. So.
And it's good having him back, because he's a valuable guy. He really
is. Yeah, he's very useful and provides a lot of different options for our manager and staff. So you know, maybe it's a little bit tiredness. You know, he's not going to say he's tired. He's not wired that way. And,
right.
And I don't even know if he would feel that that's the case. But yeah, there's, you know, he's currently, you know, in a down stretch. He, you know, I think it's easy to put it in the category of the amount of games he's played this year compared to where he was last year because of the injury and stuff. You know, the body maybe, you know, fatigue a little bit. I think it's easy to put it in that category. I don't know if it's the right one or not, but that's, you know, a lot of this stuff is educated guessing on our part. And so I think Boone's given him a chance to resuscitate by giving him a blow when he can. And today's his day. And hopefully, obviously, he responds well to that and we move forward. But, you know, he'll come back online at some point, you know, but, you know, obviously as you go through a long season, you're going to deal with, you know, some of your better players, clearly they're going to hit slumps too.
Yeah, no question. And again, it's not unusual for a kid to hit a wall too. This early in his career. That's why you got to be impressed with Andujar. He seems to have fought through it very well.
No, he's been something that has been a nice, you know, it's not, I'd say a nice surprise, but in fairness to him, it's not a surprise because the ceiling's always been there. It's just when would it arrive? And he happened to decide 2018 he wasn't going to be held back. And so, yeah, he's a, you know, what we believe is a legitimate candidate for that Rookie of the Year award. And he's had some real big hits for us throughout the entire year. And obviously, as some of the guys are either injured or down, because obviously our offense is missing two big weapons in Sanchez and Judge, you know, he's stepping up and getting some real big hits and quality contributions on the offensive side for us, and is much needed because, you know, we're not firing on all cylinders right now. And so he's impacting us at such a young age. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that, you know, whether it's the scouts who signed him, the development people who had their hands on him, there's a lot of people that are real proud about how he is, you know, continue to grow and become a professional and a major leaguer and one that's here to stay. And what he's done here in this environment, in this particular year, it's a testament to him.
And no question, we're talking with Brian Cashman. Bird is a guy I know you've always been very fond of and, that had very high hopes for. He's continued to struggle this year. Even after he's gotten a couple hundred bats under his belt, he continues to struggle some. What do you see with Bird?
You know, again, some of this stuff is a little bit of a detective work, and you come up with some educated guesses or narratives that, may fit, but they're not necessarily perfectly answered ones. So right now, if you had to ask me, I would say, he's still fighting through, even though he's a healthy player, he's still fighting through, getting all the way back on the two surgeries on the ankle. Obviously your lower half are a vitally important part of your hitting mechanism, and so I would probably bet that more than anything it's something that he's still trying to get his balance back on a consistent basis. It doesn't mean it's not there at times, but I think maybe an analogy of like pitchers mechanically getting offline, which then affects all aspects of their ability to repeat successfully. I think same can go with hitters, and when you mess with their balance as a hitter and it's his front side, I still think he's fighting through that a little bit, and we got to fight through it with him, because obviously once we can get through it with the payoff and the upside, if it happens, the sky's the limit. So we're still waiting on it, and he's fighting through it. But if I had to bet, that's probably something that would be the safest bet of them all, because he's always been a gifted hitter.
Sheffield, will we see him before the rosters expand or no?
I don't know. I I'm not sure on that. I mean, everybody we've taken so far, we've taken because we felt they were in a position to help us sooner than Chef, and it doesn't mean that Chef hasn't been, putting himself in a position to help us. He's starting today on a doubleheader. They got rained out in one of the two games last night, so he would have pitched last night for Scranton, but today he's pitching one of the two games for Scranton, and so we're certainly excited by the strides he's taken, and he is an option for us and someone that we've evaluated on a few times without a doubt with compared to some other alternatives. And obviously, whether it was Lois Iga, whether it was Chance Adams, today at Sessa, we've gone a different direction. Some of which is because the people we've decided to take, we thought were in a better position currently to compete. As Chef finishes off on some of the things we want him to work on, but the stuff's electric, the ceiling and the upside is exciting, and just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't diminish what we think of him. It's just timing is everything, and when do we unwrap that and deploy that? Is it going to be before September? It just depends on how things shake out, and compared to some of the competition, I think for the service that's needed at the time it's needed. So hopefully he pitches a good game tonight. Hopefully he continues to stay healthy and online, and you'll see him here pitching for New York, whether it's as a rotation guy or out of the bullpen at some point, I would expect in 2018.
How do you view this? We're talking with Brian Cashman. Do you you'd lead any other division in baseball. Your team has played, basically 30 games over 500. Now, it hasn't been great after the great start. It hasn't been great, for any stretch since then. It's been okay. It's been kind of treading water for a long time now. But the record is very good. I mean, it's the second best record in baseball. Does it impact you is it frustrating because of where you are in the standings, because of what's going on in the division this year? Or do you look at it as just, hey, what can you do? You're in a division with the wrong team this year.
How can I best answer that? I'd say that I don't necessarily look at our record as much as where we are in the standings relative to Boston currently, as well as the wild card behind us, rather than playing on with the projections and the current winning percentage and all that stuff. It's more, my focus happens to be where are we at compared to the Red Sox and the gap we have to close and who's, biting at our heels and while all that's always going on, how do we manage the current issues on our club, whether it's getting somebody who's healthy but's not maximizing their potential back online, or, you know, how long is it going to take to get these guys back from the DL, and what's the next protocols and the return to play protocols that we have in place for them, and are we following them properly, and do we have to deviate from it? Is the timeline accurate or not? And as part of our decision making. So, at the end of the day, yeah, I've had enough people tell me what we're scheduled to win, but yet how, if they continue online, where we'd fit in the standings and everybody relative to what the Red Sox are doing, which seems to be on a historic pace. I just kind of measure it to where we are in standings, both, you know, the division title, which is what we seek, as well as where we sit in the wild card situation and who's, you know, who's pressing up behind us.
Yeah, well, I mean, but there also, I mean, there comes a time where, you know, you're going to run, you know, obviously you got to soon dig into that lead at a certain point here, or it's, you know, you're going to run out of games. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's hard to see this team collapse in front of you when they've played this way all year. I mean, it's going to, you know, you got a lot of room, you know, in 40 games, you got a lot of ground to make up.
No doubt. It's certainly, they put themselves in a very strong position, I think we just got to laser focus on everything that's in front of us, which is, you know, taking care of our business and trying to make sure we're maxing out. You know, we've done a lot of different things here, whether it's promotions from within, trades outside, and trying to get everything, you know, flowing together perfectly and in harmony like it was early in the year. Clearly, for a strong period of time, we were, you know, firing on all cylinders. And we've had a few things have gotten us off track, and it's now we've just got, you know, like anything else, you got to just focus on getting your business taken care of. And right now that just happens to be in today's game with Tampa Bay, and hoping Sessa, you know, gives us a quality start and the pen behind him and swing the bats. And, and it's been working for us ever since that Boston series. That was a tough one up there where we lost four in a row. But obviously, you know, hopefully we've found our stride a little bit with the guys we have against the White Sox in Texas, and now obviously facing Tampa Bay.
Hap has obviously been very good. Do you feel comfortable? I mean, you got CeCe, who's on a DL right now. You've had the issues with the starting pitching, got the Severino thing going on right now. How do you feel about your starting pitching overall? I mean, do you feel you still need the supplement if you can, which is not easy to do now? I mean, obviously it's possible, but not likely. But how do you look at the starting pitching right now?
Well, I'm thankful that we did what we did with Hap and Lynn. Those guys have been tremendous
for
us. Yep,
they have.
And, you know, wasn't expecting Lynn he was an insurance policy to give us length out of the pen, more so than we're going to get from Warren. Bringing Lynn in, we cashed in on that insurance policy much sooner, and thankfully he's, you know, makeup-wise and performance-wise fit right in. I'm comfortable with our starting rotation. You know, obviously we're going to miss CC for this turn and expect him to be back online, we hope, but without issue. And, he's been such a remarkable player for us for so long nothing but props his way as a leader and obviously a contributor. He can miss time and come back as if he's not missed time. He's just a warrior. I'm comfortable. I can answer your question about in terms of, you know, assisting it going forward. That's only going to come from within, you know, in the trade deadline stuff, especially with our record. Everything gets claimed well before us. So,
right.
So there'll be no imports on the starting side going forward. What we have is something I think we've in kind. Combination with our bullpen, you know, we're very comfortable with and feel like we can compete on a day in and day out basis. So we're going to go with what we've got and hopefully it's going to be good enough.
And so, I mean, do you think there's anything down below that can still help you?
Yeah. I mean, whether it's, you know, whether it's Adams, whether it's a Sheffield, whether it's a Sessa today, those are going to be your biggest starting contributions. We got some other guys that we'll be seeing, whether it's, you know, Thomas Canely, whether it's a number of different guys pitching down there extremely well that catching our eye, whether it's Stephen Tarpley, who we got in the Nova deal, or Eric Swanson, or just a lot of it's going to come down to, you know, roster moves in terms of the ability to slide somebody else on the roster. Chef's not on it currently, and Tarpley's not on it currently, but these are guys that we're taking notice of. In the meantime, we can't forget that we have guys that like Lois Iga is You know, he did one inning of his first start on rehab in the Gulf Coast League about 3 or 4 days ago. So he's back on the mound, pitching in games now, just building up his pitch count. And Herman will be hopefully deployed soon thereafter. And so we got guys who are currently on the DL that that can come back and play a role with us as we move forward before the season runs out.
What would you say about this season right now? How would you describe it?
It's been long. It's been exciting. You know, it's like everything else has some twists and turns, but really proud about the record, but not proud about where we are in the standings. We feel we're one of the better teams in the game, but we have to prove that on a day-in-day-out basis. We're excited about how we played mostly against the high-end competition, frustrated about how we haven't played well against lesser competition at times. So it's, you know, it's, I think, overall body of work. You know, I think our players have stepped up and done a great job, and I think our staff has done the same. And but there's also areas that you can point to that you know, are, and on the way I'm wired negative. I always think and focus on the tough stuff. And so that means the record against teams that you should be beating, rather than focusing on what we've done against, you know, some of the elite teams in the game. But right now, you know, the way we have been in the more recent block of 60 games, it hasn't been the same as it was for, you know, the previous long stretch of games, and we need to get back to where we were, and that means getting everybody firing on all cylinders that are currently active, and then once we are able to redeploy, you know, Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge, hopefully we have everybody else remain healthy and find our, you know, skipping our step again. I'm not saying that I think we're getting it back now, but there's a period of time that, you know, yeah, we took a few punches and it probably got us a little, boxing analogy, a little teary-eyed a little bit and a little groggy. But, you know, we're up against the ropes. I think our guys have gotten back off the ropes and they're finding their stride again. And you know, it's just in time because obviously we're in the sprint now in the last month and a half. And then before you know it, October is going to be here and we want to be playing a big role in October.
All right, Cash, thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Brian Cashman on the Bombers as they get ready for the last quarter of the season. And a little update there on the guys who are banged up, and sounds like Judge may be a little longer. Sanchez, he says, goes out the 24th for rehab, and so he's not that far away, but sounds like maybe Judge could take a little longer than they originally thought. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.